My name is Gary. My call sign is Alpha Foxtrot 8 Alpha. I've been a ham about 47 years. I'm a retired electrical engineer. What I've done is some time ago, I found my way to a group called HamSite, the Ham Radio Science System and Citizens Investigation. And what HamSite does is combine the activities of professional researchers, typically space physicists, with the amateur radio community, citizen scientists. What we try to learn about is how the ionosphere works, why it does some of the crazy things it does, why our signals sometimes propagate well, why they sometimes don't, why we have bad QSB some days and that sort of thing. So HamSci uses amateur radio operators in a number of different ways. Some of us put up what are called HamSci receiving systems. We've got one system called a GRAPE. We've got a GRAPE 1 and a GRAPE 2, which are WWV receivers. They receive WWV, they measure the frequency, and then upload the data to a HamSci server so that the physicists can get literally thousands or millions of data points together. We also sponsor activities like the Solar Eclipse QSO party, which gets hams on the air, again, creating more data on things like reverse beacon network and PSK reporting. Right now, we're looking for some future projects. We're looking for some people to host some interesting new stations that contain both a ground magnetometer, which measures the Earth's magnetic field. It'll contain an HF multi-channel receiver and also a VLF receiver, very low frequencies down around 8 or 10 kilohertz. We're looking for rural locations. We hope to be the first research organization that puts those particular instruments together and then can learn about why the next coronal mass ejection causes the ionosphere to go so crazy, or why maybe a cycle 25 decays, what changes we see in the ionosphere. All those things are yet to be determined. We need participation from hams. We need people willing to host equipment. And we also need talent. I mean, there's people out there that are good at data analysis. They're good at RF circuit design. They're good at database manipulations and that kind of stuff. All those kinds of people are welcome in HamSci. The best way to learn about us is to go to our website, hamsci.org, hamsci.org, and we've got links there to our various projects, our activities, past results, and that sort of thing. So it's kind of a one-stop shop for people that are hams and interested in ionospheric science.
Perfect. And I think you're presenting at Hamvention, is that right?
Yes, we've got a number of different presentations at 2 o'clock today on Friday. Dr. Nathaniel Frisell, who started HamSci, will be talking about the results from the 2023 and 24 solar eclipse QSO parties. Later Friday afternoon, myself, I'll also be talking about the QSO parties. We'll have one of our PhD candidates talking about the data from the GRAPE receivers. We'll have some folks talking about some new software-defined radio technology and some interesting things we're doing at Whisper Transmissions this afternoon.
Oh, cool. Anything else you want folks to know?
Nope. Just please visit our website if you're really interested. Joining HamSci is really easy. Our website has a link to our Google group. Sign up. If you enjoy receiving your emails, great. And we look forward to increased participation.
Perfect. Thank you.